A new report puts Wisconsin second to worst in the nation for cuts to education spending since 2008. For the first half of our state capitol report, we'll talk with a guest lawmaker who calls these cuts alarming, and we'll wonder if you do too. And why or why not? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, June 30th. We will talk with Gordon Hintz, a Democratic state representative from Oshkosh, and we welcome your reactions to this report and your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. State Representative Gordon Hintz joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So according to this report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Wisconsin has cut education budgets more than any other state in the nation besides Alabama since 2008. Per pupil spending is down by about $1,000 or 15.3%. What's your reaction to this report?
Well, you know, I think what the report was trying to do was take a look at nationwide spending on public education before the recession and then see where it was 6 years later. Every state in the country made K-12 education cuts, but as revenues have recovered, some states have restored those cuts, while a number of states, including Wisconsin, not only haven't restored those cuts, but in some ways their trends are actually going in the reverse direction. And this is, I think, what the red flag that made a state like Wisconsin stand out. As we've seen revenues recover, state government in Wisconsin has had other priorities, such as tax cuts, you know, and other things that have left schools, struggling to meet some of the needs that have been there for a while, but some that have made worse, by the recession.
Yeah, you called the report alarming. Why do you think it's alarming?
Well, because of the fact I think everybody can understand, you know, the revenue loss that occurred during the recession, put states in a lot of difficult positions. And I know in Wisconsin, in which I was in the legislature, we were able to get through the initial part of the recession with some help from the Federal Recovery Act for a 2-year period. But when those funds ran out, there were still cuts to make to be able to get through some pretty tough budgets. But look, K-12 education has always been a priority in Wisconsin. It's one of the best investments that state government can make, and it no longer seems to be as much of a priority for state government in Wisconsin. I mean, it never belonged to Republicans and Democrats. We've had a strong system here. While not perfect, has been, you know, one of the best in the country that was built over time by Republicans and Democrats. And the, lack of funding post-recession is coming at a time when we have some, more challenging issues perhaps than ever occurring at the same time. And then this is really stretching districts thin and making it difficult for us to meet that, important mission of doing everything we can to provide an equal opportunity education to our kids, which are really our future.
So what are the practical implications of lower per pupil spending?
Well, we could probably have get lost in the weeds on our complex system that is covers 425 school districts in the state of Wisconsin. But the reality is, when you look at the numbers, it's sort of the average of what we spend per each child. Now, obviously, that doesn't reflect what the actual costs are. We always have to remember that we have an obligation in this state to do our best to provide an equal opportunity education to all kids. But we know we have a number of children with acute either physical or cognitive disabilities that require far more funding than that per pupil amount that you see. And that just, means some of the challenges that we have. The reality, though, is the needs certainly haven't gotten any less since 2008. Yet here we are 6 years later, inflation in just about every area has gone up several percent. Yet we're spending less. And while, some of the Republicans might say, well, Act 10 was there to offset, the cuts. It may have offset some of the cuts, but it's caused a number of other problems. And, you know, we're talking about these cuts at a time when, you know, we've got real challenges in terms of funding for rural education in areas of declining enrollment, when we're having a hard time recruiting new teachers, especially in areas of math and science, you know, because of the impact on morale. And at a time when we're diverting taxpayer dollars away from, you know, public education to an expansive, non-accountable statewide voucher system. So, you know, the cuts alone, you know, as I said, you know, a lot of states still may have a net less than the pre-recession amount from what I looked at in the report, but they're trending in the right direction, meaning it's understandable that they would take a couple of budgets to restore those cuts as revenues recover and education becomes a priority. But in Wisconsin, we're not restoring those cuts. And in fact, you know, I think we're, you know, went between two bienniums, spending less in many cases.
One of your colleagues in the state assembly, Democratic State Representative Sandy Pope, said that these cuts are proof Governor Walker is trying to sell public education out in favor of private for-profit schools. Do you share her concern?
Well, whether it's intentional or it is it's just a byproduct, the reality is it feels like it becomes sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, look, we have challenges in this state. I mean, some of the other stats that have come out, I mean, poverty was the number of students that we were educating in the state that fell below, you know, that were qualified for free and reduced school lunch in 2001 was 21%. It's as much as 43% statewide. And we know that that is probably the biggest single determinant on, educational, you know, success, meaning, you know, kids in poverty often have additional challenges, everything from, you know, nutrition to, a stable home environment that are serious obstacles to, learning. We know again that, we've got more additional mandates coming from the federal government, state government, every time we have an educational initiative, yet, you know, we have less dollars to try to put those into place. And, you know, the status quo had challenges, you know, pre-recession, and those problems haven't gone away. But when you combine the cuts with the impacts of morale on Act 10 and just the ability to recruit new teachers, and then you look at the increase in students in poverty and some of the social and mental health problems that we're having, you know, and at the same time, you're diverting money to private schools. You know, I think there's such challenges that exist in the K-12 system that in a lot of our districts, which are cutting back on programs, which are increasing class size, which are, you know, having widespread problems that are not able to be dealt with because of their funding situation, this alternative then pops up that doesn't have the same requirements, that can cherry pick which students they're going to take. I certainly understand my colleagues' concern that, you know, they're setting up public schools in many of the cases to fail, because if you require these things, if you ignore their challenges and you keep the dollars from going to those schools, and then you can say, look, oh, geez, our public schools, they can't do anything right. Hey, look, we've got this new alternative over here. And, you know, and I think that's kind of what that comment was indicating by my colleague.
We are talking with State Representative Gordon Hintz about a new report, a new study out showing Wisconsin is second only to Alabama in terms of cuts to education funding. What do you think of this report? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. In this first half of our state capitol report, we are talking with a state legislator who thinks that the cuts to education in Wisconsin have been alarming, and we are welcoming your questions and reactions to this new study showing that Wisconsin is second to worst in the nation for cuts to education spending since 2008. And we have callers, so let's go to Matt in Oshkosh first. Hello, Matt.
Yes. I would like to know if your guest can put a number on what education needs in this state. Because once we have set the number, I will work diligently to achieve that. But this continuing, never-ending cry, and it doesn't matter if it's pre-Act 10 or post-Act 10, it's always been this way. It's never enough. They always want more money, always continuing. And it's not just a little bit here and a little bit there. We cannot operate under those parameters. Tell us what you need to educate the kids in this state. We'll get there, and then we're going to be there. And that's what we need to know. Thank you.
Representative Hintz.
Yeah, well, I can understand the frustration of many. Look, you know, I don't know if there's ever going to be, you're always going to have debating ideas of what the optimal amount of revenue that's going to be necessary is. All I can tell you is this, the challenges far outweigh the resources in terms of what we expect. The idea that Wisconsin, no matter where you are, no matter what district you're in, we're going to provide an equal opportunity to all children places significant demands that cost money. Look, we're in a market. In fact, you know, Act 10 has led to, you know, a lot of challenges, including people leaving the profession to go pursue other things. If we want to get the best and the brightest, you know, the money is going to have to be there. Some of the challenges that we have, we know that we can overcome, but they also require resources. If you heard me earlier, I mentioned the significant cost with educating some of our students with severe acute, you know, disabilities. You know, we have some students that cost as much, I think, as, you know, $110,000 a year to educate one student, because that's what our commitment is as a state, to meet that idea that we're going to try to educate every, you know, child. And so it might not be neat and simple to say it's this number, but what I can tell you is we have a lot of, you know, dedicated teachers and education professionals that will do as much as they can to try to meet what our objectives are. But this impacts everybody in our state. I mean, we are preparing people for the future, and having less money at a time when inflation has gone up and there's more demands and more challenges that exist sets us up to fail. And that should be something that's a concern to everybody. You know, while year to year we might be getting by, we know that, you know, one of the things that's helped Wisconsin historically has been our investment in K-12 education in terms of preparing those students for the future. So, you know, look, I know these, you know, all these budget debates sometimes can frustrate people, but the reality is historically we have invested in K-12, and now we're being placed in the rankings with some states who I think have less favorable education systems. When you're being mentioned with the Alabamas of the world while your neighboring states are restoring cuts from the recession, I think that's a red flag. And if you talk to administrators throughout the state of Wisconsin, throughout all districts, they'll tell you it's a big red flag too.
Well, so what changes would you want to see in how the state funds schools?
Sure. I mean, I certainly don't think the status quo, you know, is good enough. We've always had challenges in this state with, you know, you have 425 school districts. You have a, you know, state funding system and, you know, with you know, local revenue as well. But the formula treats different districts differently depending on whether they're growing or they're shrinking or their property value. But, you know, we know that the state commitment is a big part of the funding equation. I think one, you know, I think it was getting us back to a place, you know, where we were, so we're able to at least keep up with inflation. But then, you know, address some of the different challenges that we see out there, such as the achievement gap between white and black and Latino students, which in Wisconsin is, I think, one of the biggest achievement gaps in the country. I'd like to see our education funding formula reflect more the actual cost of educating students in poverty. Again, the single biggest determinant for educational outcomes is poverty. And when you dial down and look at the impacts, you know, that occur, you know, that's something that we should focus more on if we're trying to raise all boats. You know, we still have, you know, several high-performing districts out there, but there tends to be a correlation with the number or the lack of the number of challenging students that they have. I have to say the speaker in the assembly, they had a rural schools task force, and I think Republicans and Democrats alike address that this is something that, you know, needs to be addressed, in that, you know, the transportation costs, the declining enrollment, the challenges facing the recruitment of teachers into some of our rural areas is one of these things that it's hard to plan, you know, long-term for how we're going to address this without some changes to our education system. And again, you know, I'm talking about, you know, the main public school system. I mean, one of the crazy things out there is, you know, we have this albatross of what are we doing? I mean, the single biggest educational reform initiative of this administration has been spending $350 million on a second school system that puts, you know, public school dollars towards 80% of towards students who are already attending private schools. You know, we're trying to do all these different things that get away from what the core mission of public education should be, and we're spending more on that at a time when we're defunding our public school system.
We'll go next to George in Milwaukee. Hello, George.
Good morning. It's very difficult to find out good information about how much money is spent by school districts per pupil. However, there's some indication, I know in the Milwaukee area, for instance, that some of the wealthier districts spend considerably more than Milwaukee does on their students. And I think that the reason for that is because those wealthy people, who usually are rather pecunious in terms of giving money to government employees, realize the importance of spending more on education. And so when people argue that it isn't money that makes a difference, maybe they should talk to some of those wealthy districts that do like to spend a lot of money on education for their kids.
A reaction to that, Representative Hintz?
Our formula plays out based upon, you know, property value. I mean, state aid comes to more property poor districts, and if you are in a high property value district, you receive, you know, less state aid, and we kind of, you know, vary on how much per pupil spending there is. But again, you know, you have to also look at, you know, some of the different challenges that exist in the districts and on the cost side. I mean, you know, $10,000 per pupil spent in one district may go further than $10,000 per pupil in another district, just based upon, you know, some of the needs or some of the transportation costs or some of the other, you know, differences. I think we get into trouble when we have sort of a one-size-fits-all there, but certainly in the urban suburban environment of Milwaukee, you're going to have cost disparities, you know, there simply because of some of the social issues that exist there, especially related to the concentration of poverty.
So what are you hearing from your Republican colleagues about this issue?
Well, again, I think on the Rural Schools Task Force, which I didn't serve on, my district is urban, I know that while there may have been a disagreement on, you know, where to go forward, that the status quo was simply, you know, not going to work. And in the next budget, you know, the hope was to, you know, see some increase in funding, but also address some of the systemic issues that exist there. I'm not really sure. I think, first of all, everybody's got to call a timeout and ask ourselves just what we're doing. I mean, the idea that we're going to continue to take public, you know, take taxpayer dollars out of public schools and put them into private schools to educate students that were already paying to go to those schools isn't improving education. It's just paying taxpayer dollars for students to go to private school. I think we need to get, you know, education to the top of the table again and get serious about some of these issues that exist out there, and not just throw money at the problem, but follow Superintendent Tony Evers' recommendations to, you know, incorporate more of the factor of poverty, you know, into what the actual costs and what the actual needs of some of these districts are. But I can tell you that, outside of the cuts that we've seen in Wisconsin, districts are really challenged with how to plan for the long term. You know, it's not a good way to have an education system where you're just going 1 year to 1 year, especially when you're trying to groom your educators and others to be sort of committed to, measuring over time how you're going to improve things, how you're going to implement initiatives, and how you're going to look at how you're going to address things. I mean, districts are just trying to get through on a year-to-year basis right now, and that's not really the sustained economic or sustained educational plan that we want in our state.
David on Facebook says, we can find money to build Miller Park, Lambeau Field. We are probably going to find money for the Bucks. We introduce Act 10 saying it will save the schools money, but they are cutting back due to losses. I think it's a shame that the state is more concerned with sports revenue and not with something for the common good. 30 seconds for a reaction to that.
Yeah, I'll just say, look, we have a lot of great things that we do in the state of Wisconsin, and I think, we want to be careful about pitting programs against each other, but I think his basic point, highlighting some of the things that we have funding for, while we don't, I don't think anybody would argue that education is one of the most important investments and will continue to be one of the most important investments we can make in our state for future opportunity, for our long-term economic success, and for the well-being of our state. And I think we need to make that a priority again. And this numbers, that the latest study shows that it really hasn't been.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Gordon Hintz, Democratic State Representative from Oshkosh. We'll check news, and then we're going to talk about jobs.